Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now from ESPN, returning to the program, Dan Orlovsky. Dan, good afternoon.
How are you?
Doing all right. Now we see that Kyler Murray, now that the measurements are in, I can get back to a good night's sleep. 5'10", 1'8", 207, 9.5-inch hand. So as I and others can rest well at night knowing what his measurements are, should Josh Rosen start losing some sleep here?
Yeah, absolutely. I know this sounds silly. This is a huge deal. There is a big difference between, now, I don't think there is. I don't think there's a big difference between him being 5'10 and 1/8 or 5'9 and 7/8, but the NFL people will. And the NFL, the fact that he's over 5'10 and over 205 and does have that 9.5-inch side hand, it's game on now. Because the only thing that was being said about Kyler Murray about people when they were trying to pick apart his game was short. He's short. He looks really little. Well, we got proof of Russell Wilson. He's a 3/8 of an inch smaller or shorter than Russell Wilson, basically the size of a fingernail. He's heavier than Russell Wilson was. He's got similar hand size to Baker Mayfield last year. So we've got all these guys that have question marks and that they're comps to them that are balling in the NFL. Now there's no more excuses. There's no more ghosts or myths to chase about, oh, this kid did. Now the play is the play. And it is a huge day for Kyler Murray. It's a huge day for the Arizona Cardinals. It's a huge day for the NFL, and I'm really excited about it.
Hey, Dan, when did it change that, it's okay to draft a quarterback under 6 foot tall?
Well, I don't necessarily know if there was a singular moment. It's kind of been this, well, we saw Drew Brees, who's a little shorter, and certainly back 15 years ago, Drew Brees get drafted and then him have sustained success. And then you saw Michael Vick get drafted and I guess he's 6 feet, but you saw the special player he was. And then, even a guy, Russell Wilson, gets drafted and he's become.
But he was a third round pick, you know what I mean? None of those guys were, top 10 picks. Now it's okay to take a 5'10 guy in the top 10, where Russell Wilson was a third rounder,
Sure. I think, but you've seen those guys. They were those third rounders and second rounders because of the height.
Yep.
And you've seen that they've overcome the height. And so you have the data and the tangible, the thing that you can see and touch. You're going, okay, the height didn't hold those guys back. And then really, last year was kind of the mold breaker in a way, obviously with Baker going one and then having the success. And so it's been this kind of transgression or this process of NFL teams not being scared to do things that 20 years ago would have been crazy.
Yep.
It's been this process of getting rid of some of the taboos that have been part of the archaic NFL thinking. And certainly the game changing and the college game coming and the rules being different have all been a part of that. But it's been a process. Baker Mayfield last year is a big part of that.
Now, Dan, if you're Steve Keim at Arizona, number one pick, would you take Kyler Murray or are you all in on Rosen?
I take Kyler Murray. And it's more about because it's Kyler Murray than Josh Rosen. I like Josh Rosen's game. I've, in a way, as an organization, the Cardinals have taken a risk in hiring Cliff Kingsbury, right?
Like no doubt.
they've taken a little bit of a risk, and hopefully it works out. It's going to be a boom or bust in reality with him. And so since you've already kind of dipped your toe in the water, why not just go, you know what, let's go all in? Because Murray's custom fit to run that offense, obviously, and he's an incredible talent. And so we hear all the time, man, coaches got to put players in positions to be successful. Well, this is an example of an organization having the opportunity to put their coach in position to be successful and give him the absolute ideal player to allow him to run what he truly wants to run. And so it's about Kyler Murray for me. And if I'm the Cardinals, I'm ecstatic because I have the opportunity to draft a truly game and franchise-changing player, dependent on how Kyler Murray is off the field. That's a part of it, of course. And then also see if I can get something in return for a guy that I had last year.
Darren Orlovsky joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking some football as Kyler Murray's measurables measure up, no pun intended. Throwing the football, not going to do it at the combine, but Dan, give us your impressions of his arm talent. Can he make all the requisite throws here?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I've said this. Kyler Murray is fantastic throwing from the pocket. He just happens to be a great athlete. And so we get consumed with that and overlook how good of a thrower he is. My thing with him in the pocket, two things I love about him. I never say, can you make all the throws? I've played with linebackers that can make all the throws. Make the appropriate throws. Every throw is different in the trajectory and the tempo. That's what matters with quarterbacks. A lot of guys can drop back, get to 8 yards, and throw a ball really hard somewhere. But changing trajectory and changing tempo and changing your release point and where you have to throw it, making the appropriate throw for what the defense is playing against you, he absolutely shows that. And then really his ability to make really accurate throws without having perfect body position, without his feet being perfect like he's doing a drill in a one-on-one situation with his quarterback coach. So he's a great thrower of the pocket, from the pocket. He just happens to be a really good athlete.
Hey, Dan, let me ask you a question because, you know, with baseball, and we've been doing a lot of baseball lately, and the Orioles are now into the analytics, and we had, you know, one of their people on, or we had Ben McDonald on the other day, and he talked about, you know, in the bullpen now they have all these cameras, you know, and people, you know, looking at launch angles and all that. And I said that, and let me know if you think this was, I said that the Ravens should use all of that stuff for Lamar Jackson to work on his throwing motion, his release point, all those things. Your opinion of analytics and, you know, how baseball pitching does it, does that correlate to quarterbacks since you're being a former NFL quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, analytics certainly play their part. I believe a lot of people think that way. I just know this, and I could be wrong. I just don't know of any quarterback ever successfully changing their throwing motion drastically. Like, maybe where they carried the football.
How about Aaron Rodgers? He changed his because he had a weird, funky delivery coming out of Cal. And then over 2 or 3 years, he sat behind Favre and kind of changed his.
Well, he just changed where he carried the football. That's the thing. He didn't change the actual motion. It was just he held it up at his ear, and then he changed the way it was carried at his chest.
Right.
There was no change of the actual motion. And so I don't know if anybody who's actually, my mind constantly goes to Tebow, a guy who worked tirelessly to change his throwing motion and was unable to do it. And so I just don't know how, Lamar Jackson has been throwing the way he's been throwing since he was a kid. He's got 15 years of throwing like that. I don't see erasing that in 6 months. That's, you know, there's muscle memory that's built up. And so I don't know if a lot of guys would have actually changed the motion of throwing and done it successfully. So the Ravens, here's my thing.
Yep.
They should not be focused on trying to change the way Lamar Jackson throws. What is he good at? What does he throw well? Where is he do that well? And then master that and just dominate that world and figure out what he does not do well and certainly work on it. But that's not something that should be a real big part of your repertoire moving forward. And so I say this all the time. Don't ask quarterbacks to be somebody that they're not.
Yep.
And so they have to figure out the routes that he not only throws well but sees well, the concepts that he throws well and sees well. And so that's where the cameras, you know, I would bring it back to putting a camera on his head and through the spring and following his eyes. What is he seeing well? All right, how many times can we run this concept out of all these formations? That's what they need to do.
Now, Dan, if you're the Ravens and you need receivers, I've said that they need big receivers because they need bigger targets. If you have a quarterback that's completing 57%, you know, if you have a small target, it makes it harder on him. If you have a bigger target, you know, it's a bigger throwing area. Agree, disagree?
Yeah, there's a lot of merit to that. You know, I think with the Ravens and understanding – you know, that they moved on from Crabb. I do believe that the tight ends are going to become a bigger deal.
Yep.
That's going to fit the style of offense they want to play. I really think they have to go, what receivers are out there that are good receivers but also willing to block? That's not every guy. Because for our offense, not just Lamar, but for our offense to be as good as we want it to be in the style that we're going to play in, they need to be willing to block on the perimeter. I'm not saying that they're going to be Georgia Tech in college football, but these receivers are going to need to be willing to block on the perimeter a little bit more than your traditional NFL guy. So that kind of limits your pool a little bit.
Yep.
And then size, for sure, you can make that case of going, all right, you know, we'd love to have a big target to help those, I guess if we want to call them accuracy issues with Lamar. So, yeah, there's going to be, and I said this when he was coming out, when you draft Lamar, you affect everybody in your team.
Yep.
You affect how you scout, who's your free agent, how you draft, because it's going to be a very specific kind of player you put around him.
Now, Dan, real quick, yes or no answer. An NFL, as your history states, free agent, wide receiver, NFL, do you think that they would want to come to the Ravens to play wide receiver?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you. That's what I've said all along. They got to draft them, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unless there's you find a hidden gem somewhere that comes cheap and he's not getting looks from other, and that's incredibly unlikely. But yeah, there, no receiver is going to want to go to a place that is going to be understanding of the style of offense that's going to be played.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN, former NFL quarterback. Dan, we appreciate your time. As always, we'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Dan.
Have a great afternoon, guys.
You got it. Dan Orlovsky talking some things. Kyler Murray, he's all in on him, it sounds like.
Big time. Big time. He'd be the number one pick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.